So where we are starting is almost precisely where we left off on the ship.
Oh, fuck.
Traveling away from the Hork-Bajir homeworld. And in this moment that we are in, Sinilian is observing Kefa. And he is just going to say to Alira,
she's gone.
I don't think she's gonna, like, turn around right away. And she's been purposefully not watching. Like, her eye stalks are, and her main eyes are all focused forward, as you're not supposed to do, but she just doesn't want to come to terms with that yet. So she's just like,
I see.
And I think after a few moments, she'll finally steel herself and turn towards you.
And Sinilian has been focused on Kefa this whole time, the exact sort of foil to Alira of just all stock eyes on Kefa and watching for breathing and signs of life and observing her sort of wasting away body. And when that few moments of silence have passed and Alira finally turns around, he'll move one of his stock eyes to focus on Alira, but the rest are still all on Kefa. He doesn't say a lot usually, but I think it's momentous. And so he'll tell Alira,
I don't think I want to do this. I do not think I can do this anymore. I don't want to fight. I don't want this. If this is it, this is not what I thought, and I can't do this anymore.
Is it just that you're tired? We've had a long year.
No. I mean, I am tired, but I found you and the Hork-Bajir, and they were family. We were always saying we were family, and I can't keep losing family like this. This is not what I thought it was going to be. I thought we would help people and do good, and the Andalites were going to save people and save the galaxy and do right. And instead, it seems like they are only going to do bad things. The Andalites did this to Kefa, my family.
I think she's just going to stand close to Sinilian and just kind of wrap her tail around his and just listen to him talk. Just be a presence there.
Once he knows what you're doing, he'll kind of intertwine his tail blade with yours as well. He'll just, as he's getting agitated and trying to calm down, his fur is doing that thing where it's roughing up and then flattening out and then, you know, going back and forth. And
I cannot believe that they did this. That we did this. In the Arn. This is unacceptable. This is not what the Andalites are supposed to be.
I think you and I grew up very differently in terms of how we viewed the Andalites. I got a little bit of a taste early on of the double standard and the hypocrisy that they... But I didn't want to believe that they would sacrifice an entire species. And I don't even know if it was wrong, necessarily. I mean, of course it was wrong, but I'm sorry. I'm tired. And I don't know what to do, and you always look to me to make decisions, and I don't ever know what I'm doing. And I look to you to tell me if I'm making the right decision. And I don't know if you know what you're doing either, but I need you to tell me, and I need you. because you know why.
She'll kind of look away.
I think Sinilian will focus a lot more on Alira, and he'll kind of extract himself from being wrapped up, like, with Alira and from Kaffa, and, you know, lay her down gently, but then he's gonna kind of scramble up, and it's, of course, Sinilian's way, so it's scrambly and loud and not delicate, but he's going to stand in front of Alira and just look so downcast, and he's going to say to her,
"I'm so sorry. I did not mean to put all of that burden on you. You are smart and you are kind and you are what I think Andalites should be like. And then you are so much more than that as well. And I did not mean to burden you by always looking to you for the answers."
It's not... I've just... You were never a burden. Ever. You were always right there when I needed you. And I'm so grateful that of all the things that have happened, all the terrible things, you were something good that came out of all of this.
Alira, every good thing that came out of this and every good thing that I have done was because of you.
Did we just become Shorms?
It would seem so.